This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. You know, several years ago, I met this guy whose life passion was pipe organs. Marlon Mackley tuned and built pipe organs. And when we talked, I visited him at his shop, which was actually an old church building, which seemed kind of fitting.
It certainly, I suppose, adds the right feel. It doesn't hurt that I've got a large pipe organ set up at one end of the building either. But when I first found the building, to see 60,000 cubic feet of airspace in one room with no posts, I thought, well, this is terrific. I can put a lot of organ in here. Of course, I succeeded handsomely. It's full.
Recently, he's been involved in a unique project. At the Darden Presbyterian Church, Mackley is helping the congregation build one of the area's largest pipe organs out of parts and the pipes of abandoned organs.
Here, we have the unusual fortune of having almost 70 sets of pipes culled from several medium to large instruments to pick from. Some of this pipe work is over 120 years old and rather rare, and some of it's more current. But it's actually easier to design an organ with this because we know what the pipes sound like now here in the building. We can pick and choose what fits the architecture of the structure by setting up this small test machine we call a voicing machine in the middle of the sanctuary and just try it.
In the basement of the church, volunteers are hefting large pieces of an organ up onto sawhorses to begin repairs. The church's pipe organ project organizer, Jerry Lee, says none of the church's members knows anything about building a pipe organ.
It's the Lord looking after us, I fully believe it, because we've got 50 volunteers, and some of them, their vocation is lawyer, but their avocation is woodworking. Some of them are electricians, and some are carpenters, and some of them are just people that can lift things. And that's what we've been doing, lifting, carrying, sorting, and assembling. We have carried pipe organ pipes and dropped them down elevator shafts 100 feet deep. We happen to have a guy who's into mountain climbing, so we brought his gear, and that's how we got the pipes down.
It's up to Marlon Mackley to play consultant and to tune the organ. He says rebuilding pipe organs is a great job because it's always different, and many skills are needed.
This is the kind of thing that you have to be skilled at: woodworking, tinsmithing, in this case electronics, because we're going to control this with a computerized system, plus all of the normal skills, the tonal skills of a musical instrument manufacturer.
And all those skills will go into putting together the Darden Presbyterian Church pipe organ. When it's finished, the pipe organ will include 56 ranks of pipes, rivaling some of the largest organs on which Marlon Mackley has worked.
Hey, they're out of there.
It's a good thing I did some of this earlier, before they got here.
And all joking aside, he's enjoying every minute of it. That exposure to Marlon Mackley several years ago gave me an appreciation for pipe organs I hadn't really had before. You know, I had an appreciation for Hammond B3 electric organs and rock and popular music, but pipe organs, they're not the same. If you can't get enough of the soaring sounds of pipe organs, you're in for a treat. Starting Sunday and lasting through July 3rd, organists from five states will be attending and playing in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek for the Great Lakes Regional Convention of the American Guild of Organists, called the Great Lakes Swell Organs. Joining us now is the secretary of the program committee for the group, Brooks Grantier. So why Battle Creek and Kalamazoo? How do we end up there?
You know, often these conventions wind up in the big cities, and that's perfectly fine. They have a lot of good organs there. In this case, we have something unique that most cities don't, and that's organs clustered. In Kalamazoo, located around Bronson Park, this beautiful one-square-block urban oasis in downtown Kalamazoo, there are handsome churches, and every one of them with wonderful instruments. In Battle Creek on Wednesday, July 3rd, you're going to have another half dozen instruments all clustered together within 100 yards of each other. So we call it the walking convention.
Yeah, somebody said it was the Kalamazoo Organ Zoo.
It's the Kalamazoo Organ Zoo.
That's nice.
And it's the crown jewels of the Serial City.
So tell us a little bit about some of these organs. What makes them special?
Well, what makes them special is, in the first place, the rooms they're in, which are handsome churches with lovely acoustic ambiance. And the builders are the premier builders in North America, that's for sure. I don't know if your listeners are up on who the big names in organ building, but let me name just a few: Skinner, Letourneau, Ott, Dobson, Cassavant, and so on and so on. Major important American producers of these great instruments with some of their very finest samples of work in these churches and one auditorium in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek.
I might be a little simple-minded, but when I think of pipe organs, I want to know how many ranks of pipe, how big are these things?
Well, all right. A pipe organ, every pipe in a pipe organ is an individual musical instrument, of course, and they're all handcrafted of wood or metal, and they can only play one note. So it takes a great many of them, anywhere from several hundred to several thousand, to make up a pipe organ. And indeed, we have organs from quite small ones, 15, 16 ranks of pipes or sets of pipes, up to the very large 73 rank sets of pipes in W.K. Kellogg Auditorium in Battle Creek. So it ranges the whole lot. If you want to hear big, fancy, loud, roaring organ music, this is your chance. If you want to hear more intimate sorts of expression on the organ, come again.
Well, we might be familiar with classical music or church organ music or ballpark organ playing. What kind of music can we expect at this convention?
At this convention, you'll find mostly organ playing of the quote-unquote classical style, which would be, of course, J.S. Bach and a whole lot of other composers, including some of our very most modern ones. And this is not ballpark organ music here, nothing wrong with that, but that isn't what you're going to hear here. Nor is this movie theater organ music of the Gilded Age, the Mighty Wurlitzer. Those are fine things, but they're not really a part of this particular focus.
Right. So how would you describe this experience to listeners who might not be familiar with a pipe organ? I mean, I've been in chambers where the resonance is so much, you just feel your whole being shake sometimes because of these low notes on these huge pipes. You were talking about the smaller, intimate organs as well. What can we expect?
All right. Now let's take an example at either end. If you're going in Battle Creek on Wednesday the 3rd, where performances happen all day long from 10 till 7 in the evening, to take your pick, and they're all clustered, as I mentioned, right together. Our 10 o'clock performance is at what's known as the Miller Chapel of the First Congregational Church. It's an intimate little organ of 14 stops in an acoustically perfect environment, and so you just feel this warm, inviting, and rather bright sound enveloping you. At the other end of the spectrum is the very large W.K. Kellogg Auditorium, with the organ by the distinguished American builder Ernest Skinner. In fact, his last large unaltered masterpiece in there. And that organ is equipped with all the big 32-foot-long, loud, big reeds and a lot of the Skinner's famous subtle orchestral-colored stops as well. Our organist for that one is David Schrader of Chicago, who really knows what that organ's all about. And will provide a great variety from extremely soft and refined sounds through the thunderacious big pipes.
How many different organists will be coming in?
There will be a dozen different organists, and it's really the roster of Great Lakes royalty in terms of performers. I will say several U of M grads among them.
That's always good.
Well, of course it is.
Okay, so the Great Lakes Swell Organs will be held in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek starting on Sunday. All performances are free. Open to the public. You can find out more information at agokalamazoo.org. Brooks Grantier, thanks. Good luck with the convention.
Thank you, Lester.